Praise God. Let's go to 1 John, please, chapter 5 tonight. We move into chapter 5. This passage is amazing. I know I referred to it many times as we walk through the book. More about love, which of course is the theme of 1 John. 46 times the word love is found in this book. The book was written to tell us about the love of God, how to love others. But primarily, because of the love of God, how to find Christ. Remember verse 13 of 1 John 5, which we'll get to. The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Great verse. It reminds us that John wrote his books so that people could find Jesus. So beginning in verse 1 to 9 of chapter 5, the Bible says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." So I'm going to take that last phrase, that's going to be the focus of our message. His commandments are not grievous. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your wisdom and power upon this time in your word. May we be attentive and may Holy Spirit use it in our hearts and lives to change us and draw us closer to you, make us more like you. May you be glorified in this time. We love you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Again, that's why John wrote this epistle, verse 13, that you might know that you have eternal life. If you look at his gospel, in chapter 20, he said, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name." So John wrote these primarily that we could know Jesus as our Savior. And if we believe in Jesus Christ, as it says here, we're born. Remember, Jesus said in John 3:3, you must be born again. And that is God's desire. The Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants everyone to be born of God, which, if you look down to verse 11, it means you have eternal life. It says, "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Look at verse 12. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." But I like how he finishes the verse. It's almost like a tongue twister. But it says, "And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him." So what that's saying is, if we love him that begat, that's God. If we love him that made us a new creature, the one that made us born again, the one that begat us into his family, then that means we also love those that are begotten of him, which is our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we've already seen him teach us this many times in this book, that if we love him, we definitely need to love others with that same love. Notice chapter 3, verse 14. "We know that we pass from death into life." Why? Because we love the brethren. Look at chapter 4, verse 20. "If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" So God says that we're saved by trusting Christ. We become part of God's family. And if we're part of God's family, if we love God, we love others. That's how it's supposed to work. But then he brings it down to our level and explains, and again, I've referred to this passage many times, that we manifest our love to God through obedience. That's this is the bottom line. Notice verse 2. "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments." Remember, Jesus said in John 13, a new commandment. He referred to it as a commandment. "The new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." In John 13, 34. So that is God's commandment. That we love one another. That is his primary commandment for us as believers in Jesus Christ. And the Bible says there in verse 2, when we love God and keep His commandments, but He starts off by saying, by this we know that we love the children of God. So he equates obedience with love. And then verse 3 drives it home, which this passage is amazing. This is the love of God. Not this is part of the love of God. He says, this is the love of God. For us as believers in Jesus Christ, this is the love of God. And it's definitely not what we would expect it to say in the next phrase, that we keep His commandments. Quote unquote Christianity Today says, no, the love of God is having an amazing worship service. The love of God is throwing our hands up in the air in complete devotion to the Lord. All those things are great and wonderful. But God says that's not the love of God. He says the love of God is when we obey. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, in John 14, 15. He said, if you want to show your love to me, don't say it, show it. Obey my commandments. Let's go back to that chapter, John 14, because Jesus says it multiple times here in John, equating love with obedience. Now, if you bring it into our own families, when our children, or when we were children, obey us, or when we obeyed our parents, the fellowship was sweeter, wasn't it? And when we weren't obeying, the fellowship was hindered, had to be restored through discipline and restoration and so forth, repentance. But when we were obeying our parents and when our children obeyed us, the fellowship was sweeter. We were closer. And that's the way it works with God. When we're walking in obedience, our fellowship is sweeter. And that's what He's telling us. This is the love of God. Notice to 14, I already quoted 15, but we'll look at it. If you love me, keep my commandments. There's a good verse to memorize, nice and short. Look at verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So again, he says, he that hath them and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Now look down in verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So what John is writing is the same thing that Jesus spoke. Love equals obedience. Obedience equals love. If you love, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. But then he makes a statement back in 1 John 5:3 that we need to think about tonight. It says, and His commandments are not grievous. Now that word grievous, in other places is translated heavy. Some places is translated weighty or like burdensome. In other words, God is saying that His commandments are not a burden. But when our attitude isn't right, they seem like a burden, don't they? It's all about the attitude. If we resent obeying God, it's not that there's a problem with the commandments. It's that there's a problem with our heart. It means we don't love God like we should. And that's what he's trying to tell us. Go to Matthew 11, where Jesus explained that his burden, and to become a Christian includes some burdens. There's no question about it. But he says it's light. Matthew 11, verse 28. Beautiful passage. Jesus says here, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy. Look at this last phrase. And my burden is light. He's saying the same thing. His commandments are not grievous. They're not heavy. They don't weigh us down. The Bible says, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. In Proverbs 28. True happiness comes from obedience. And there is security found in boundaries. Go to Luke chapter 6. Again, where Jesus explains this for us. Verse 47. Most of you know the parable of the house upon a rock and house upon the sand. Most people equate it with an unsaved versus saved, but that's actually not what it's teaching. It's teaching a Christian who's obeying and a Christian who's not obeying. Notice verse 47, "Whosoever comes to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them," so there's the key, "doeth." Like James said, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." So Jesus is talking about the house founded upon a rock in this parable. He's saying that that is a person who what? Obeys. That's what it said in verse 47. It says, "Whosoever heareth and doeth." So if whosoever hears my word and obeys it, he's like a man that builds his house upon a rock. Verse 49, "But he that heareth and doeth not." So they both hear, one does and one doesn't. One obeys and one disobeys. "And does and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation to build a house upon the earth," and so forth. We know the story. The stream came and the house fell. There's security in boundaries. We know that when we're raising our kids. Now, they're always bumping up against them because they're sinners. But there's still security found in boundaries. And the kids out there that don't have any boundaries are the ones that are most miserable. You know, you would think it'd be the other way around. Oh, I can just do whatever I want. That's not how God built us. God didn't build us to do whatever we want. He built us to live for Him. Remember, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So Jesus tells us that love is obedience. John here is reminding us that this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. They're not heavy. They're not a burden. They're good for us. So if we have a problem with God's commandments, it's not the commandment that's the problem. It's us that's the problem. You know, oftentimes people might come and ask, you know, "What's God's will for such and such a thing in my life?" And you tell them, and the response is, "Well, I don't want to do that." So is the commandment wrong? Is there a problem with the commandment and the word? Is there a problem with God? No. The problem is the heart, the attitude. That person is not loving God because they don't want to obey God. Because love is obedience. Let me just give you just a couple of His commandments just to review. And as we think about this quick list of commandments tonight, remember, each one is not grievous. It's not heavy. It's good for us. "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Let your light so shine before men." This is Jesus speaking in all these. "If thou bring thy gift to the altar, rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar. Go thy way and first be reconciled to thy brother. I say unto you, swear not at all. Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Love your enemies. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Judge not that ye be not judged. Pray that the Lord of the harvest, that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. Whosoever shall be chief among you, let him be your servant. Thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. Be baptized. Have faith in God. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. Take heed and beware of covetousness. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Remember Lot's wife. Watch ye therefore and pray always. You must be born again. Let not your heart be troubled. Abide in me. And herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. Those are, if you have a red letter Bible, those would all be in red. Those would all be Jesus speaking while he was on earth. That's just a sampling, but every one of those, Jesus says it's light. It's light. So if we have a problem with any of those in our lives, it's not because it's heavy or grievous. It's because there's something wrong with our heart. Our attitude is wrong. We don't love God. Because God says, look at verse 3 again. Very important. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. That's obedience. Obedience is love. Love is obedience. God equates them all through the Scripture. They are one and the same. When we obey, that's love. It's not that that's showing love. That is love. And when we disobey, that is the absence of love. See, this is why what goes on in modern day Christianity, it doesn't work. Because people go to church and they leave feeling good because their emotions have been stirred and they got excited and they had all this emotional energy expended. But then they go and live like the devil during the week. That's not loving God. That's just emotionalism. Loving God is obeying. And if we don't want to obey, it's not because the commandments are grievous, it's because there's a problem in our heart. It means we don't love God. So God says true love, from our point of view as children of God, is obedience. And so we can always check our hearts. Do I love God? The question isn't, do I tell Him I love Him, or do I sing praises to His name, or do I go to church? No, the question is, do I obey? Because that's the answer to the question, do I love God? Do I obey? If I obey, I love God. If I disobey, I don't love God. That's what God tells us all throughout. And this is like the capstone of that truth here, 1 John 5:3, because He says His commandments are not grievous. If there's a grievous commandment in our heart, it's our heart that's the problem. So this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Let's pray.